Welcome into DC On Screen, episode 421. This is a special episode. We're going to be talking about Batman and Harley Quinn. That is what it was called, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, I keep thinking it's Batman versus Harley Quinn.
I made that mistake on our message board the other day.
Oh, gosh.
Our Facebook group.
So, it's a Saturday afternoon here. If you listen carefully, if we don't edit it out somehow with the noise reduction, you may hear some distant mowings of grasses. And we're going to get super spoilery on this Batman and Harley Quinn movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try, because there were some things I liked, but I don't think we're going to be super positive about this thing.
No. I'm going to apologize in advance to anyone who maybe found this particular episode because they were excited about the movie and wanted to hear somebody review it.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to have a lot of kind words for it.
While we're getting super spoilery on it, let me just also say, there's not a whole lot of anything to spoil. There's nothing to this thing, really. It's about an hour and 14 minutes. If you skip through the credits, to watch the after-credit scenes, you'll get through it a little quicker than that, I think.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's about an hour. That was about 2 minutes worth of credits. So we got an hour and 12 worth of stuff, if you...
Mm-hmm. And I also want to point out for new listeners, Batman the Animated Series might be our favorite anything
of the
DC DC properties. So when this came around with Kevin Conroy and Lauren Lester, and we were like, "Oh, they're going to do something else back in that universe," we were really excited.
Yeah,
we were all on board. You can go back to the announcements. We were pretty excited all the way leading up to the first trailer, and then we were like, "That doesn't look good."
Was a little like, "Yeah, I mean, I could see how this is going to be." The first trailer didn't disappoint me outright, but it,
mm-hmm.
In retrospect, I was more hopeful than I should have been.
All right, so I guess we should say up front as well. I mean, we're, you know, right into recording this thing, so whatever.
Mid-front, whatever it is.
Mid-front, back-front.
Hind-front, yeah.
I don't think this plot is as bad as Batman and Robin, or even as bad as The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I, the plot isn't my main point of contention.
Right. What is?
I mean, there were definitely some plot weaknesses. You want to do it by device? Should we do this like it's an English paper? You want to do plot and then tone and all that stuff?
Okay.
I mean, we can start with plot. The plot, the first half of the movie works okay, but it seems like there's way too much of... it seems like when they're breaking the story, they use the phrase, "and then someone cries," and it changes things too many times. Like, Harley cries and changes Batman's mind.
Yeah.
And then there's the nuclear option. She cries and Poison Ivy changes her mind, which would make a lot more sense if I'm willing to accept that's part of their relationship. But you didn't load it up. You've got to foreshadow that somewhere in the movie that just drop a line somewhere that she can't stand to see Pamela cry, or can't stand to see Harley cry.
It's still stupid.
It's still ridiculous.
It's still so stupid.
And What does Harley say after Swamp Thing unceremoniously leaves, having affected
nothing?
Freaking nothing.
No.
It's like that was a big ass bag of nothing or something like that. At least they hung a lantern on it. But why are you doing that scene if you're not? Why are you doing this absolutely strangely animated scene where he looks like the freaking chlorophyll messiah, and everyone in the scene is so excited about him being there, and then it just the wind drops out of it. It's nothing.
Honestly,
nothing.
I loved that. I thought that was really funny.
That was really funny, but in a way where I'm laughing at the movie, and I'm not sure that I'm supposed to be. There were a couple moments in this film where I was laughing, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be.
No, the Swamp Thing, like that felt so tongue in cheek. I felt like that was definitely worth. It was definitely meant to be laughed at, but because it's so majestic, there's so much grandeur to it. And
even Batman smiling, going, "Yes, it's him," you know?
Yeah, and then he's like, "Who am I to judge these things? I go back to the trees to find the deep hidden mysteries," blah, blah, blah. That shit made me laugh really hard.
I mean, it actually the one, you know, the one line that made me laugh hardest in this movie, and I hope I'm supposed to be like, I hope it was a beat. I really do.
Uh-huh.
That's no ordinary leafy mouse.
I don't think that one was meant to.
His speeches were freaking hilarious.
They were.
And I hope I was supposed to think they were hilarious, but they were funny. And yeah. just god awful.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect if that's what you were going for, but I'm not sure.
You know, one thing I was less disturbed by than I thought I would be was the Harley and Nightwing get down session.
That's actually all right. So that's my main point of contention with the movie.
Is it?
Not that scene. It's the overwhelming theme that Bruce Timm wanted to take the BTAS universe, which works just fine as is.
Mm-hmm.
And make absolutely sure with a nearly maximum of 5 minutes between reminders that we know uh-huh. that these characters plow
right
and have bowel movements
and curse.
Yes, and curse.
They just I normally wouldn't care, but they just throw it in so many weird places.
I'll give them this. The phrase "I'm working pro boner" was funny. That was funny.
It was funny. Yeah,
but I was in the aftermath of me going like, "Come on, Bruce! Do you not? Why do you have to have these characters? Like, I defended you for the Killing Joke. I was giving you one, and then you come back and you do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
Where like in the first 10 minutes you have weird BDSM ish sex. That BDSM sex isn't weird, but it's weird for this universe. Any of it is. It's just yeah. No, man. I was just already. Kind of rolling my eyes, like, really? This is how you advance the plot? You have to have Harley stripped down for the first few minutes? Like, what? It's just like he's getting WB to fund his hentai at this point.
Yeah, well, it's not quite there yet.
It's not quite, but I think he's trying to, like, you know, just the tip. That's what he's pulling on WB right now. It's just the tip.
This is the uncanny valley of hentai for Bruce Timm.
That's about right.
You know, I remember, like...
It's so freaking unnecessary. I hate to sound like one of those guys, but it's so unnecessary to sexualize these characters. You had a movie that said Batman and Harley Quinn in the title, and you still managed to make that weird and terrible?
No, you know, I think it's completely necessary to sexualize these characters. They did it in the animated series, but they did it a lot more tastefully.
They
mainly
did it
because they
hints,
had censors.
In that sense, though, the censors worked in our favor. Because I cannot imagine what I would have been subjected to as a child watching this every afternoon without flaw, like racing home from work, or from school. That's, you know, you get used to saying work now. But racing home from school, if the censors hadn't been there, I have no idea what Bruce Timm would have subjected me to in retrospect.
Yeah. I mean, you had, like, in the animated series, you had the line that you could tread carefully. Like, what was the line? Where's the Joker making ha-ha with Harley Quinn?
Yeah, or don't you want to take your Harley out for a spin? Okay, funny, I get it, I understand.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm watching these as like a 10-year-old, where I have a vague grasp of how this works.
No, I mean, I was much more afraid based on some reviews I'd kind of halfway seen, and that they were actively going to do this like big sex scene with Nightwing and Harley, and they didn't really do that.
No.
They had her bending over in her underwear in their closet, and then hinted strongly that Nightwing had a boner.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
It was just a strange, like, that's not what I came here kind of thing. That's what it amounted to, is a bunch of eye rolls for me. And the one that really put a nail in it was the unnecessary karaoke scene.
Which one?
Yeah, I know. The extended scene. Where, I forget whose henchmen they are.
All of them.
I know, but the twins singing.
Oh, Two Faces.
Is it Two Faces?
Min and Max, maybe? I think that's their name.
I don't know. It's been too long on that one, man. But...
Scott of Squadcast, we call upon you.
Yeah. tweet us into correctness. Yeah, man. You did catch the visual blowjob joke in there, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure I did.
There's a point where it's in the song that you get down on your knees and then I don't know what to do with your love. And then if you look at it again, the guy's like throwing his hands up and then the other guy has the mic. It's just at cock level.
Oh.
It is so obviously, if someone didn't catch this, then there was someone else that did and laughed their ass off and thought, I wonder if it'll get through.
Uh-huh. Which I think is what this movie is.
Maybe it's just the whole thing. I wonder if it'll get through. But it annoyed the crap out of me. And where I really had to, like, I literally, after the scene, I had to pause it and go take a nap. This all happened this morning. I watched this movie this morning.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, I started to last night, and then I started The Defenders, and God, that's like heroin.
Gosh.
So I had to pause after the scene and take a nap and try and come back and try again. After the farting in the Batmobile scene,
that was the one I knew you'd hate.
I just kind of went,
sure.
Oh God! Of all the possibilities in the rich Gotham canon, oh how I had waited so long for someone to explore passing gas in the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
We've never tackled that subject.
Yeah, I was annoyed that it existed, and I hated Batman's line, smells like justice.
No, discipline. It was discipline.
Or discipline, whatever it was. Sorry, yeah, it was discipline.
It was bad.
That's
bad. Batman had exactly one Batman-y moment in this entire film to me. It's when all the henchmen gang up on him, and he throws his belt on the ground and drinks the glass of milk and says, you know, let's go.
Oh, that was awful.
That was the closest that was the only moment he felt like Batman. The rest of the time, he's getting his butt kicked. Even in the opening credits for the movie, it's Harley running around smacking him on the head with a hammer. And I kind of thought, oh, this doesn't bode well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so goofy, and you could tell they were pulling from 66, and I get that. But it's like they took the world of 66 that worked so well, and the world of BTS mm-hmm. that worked so well, and made some sort of Cronenbergian fly bastard child that just kill me. You know, that's where this movie ends up to me.
Yeah, I hated the. I hated the 60s, like, Catwoman thugs doing the Batman 66 Bat-Tootsie dance.
And look, here's another thing. As far as animation goes, if you're going to have an extended karaoke scene, put your money in it. Don't just animate your main characters and have everyone else do two movements. It's weird and distracting and almost insulting.
And if you're going to have your other characters do two movements, don't make them characters we recognize from the animated series that distract the hell out of us.
Yeah. It was like good to see Randa that clown Dwayne. Guy, though.
Captain Clown?
Captain Clown, that's his name.
I mean, it shocked me because, I mean, did they rebuild him?
I don't remember him boating, or him doing well, I mean, after that episode ended, no.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most memorable Joker lines of the entire series. You killed Captain Clown!
Mm-hmm.
Randa Dwayne, also a robot from Heart of Steel. Should be dead.
Right.
There's no way that even though we see him there, but Roland Daggett's little right-hand man that, like, has to wipe everything down before he touches it because of his germ thing,
mm-hmm.
he's in there. There's no way he would be in a nightclub like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And
I saw Red Claw. I saw a bunch of people.
What was his name? Shrubby?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ivy's... part-time guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's his big thing, is he wants to see Harley do a punk rock cover.
Yeah.
That for him to give up Pamela to his employers, like, that's what he's willing to leverage. I've always wanted to see you sing this song in karaoke.
You know, it...
wait for it. Complete with the weird stripper I don't even know what to call that. Jostling? I don't know what that is. A boob shake? A tit shake? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that got written in and animated and approved.
And by the way, animated poorly, because this movie is not, it does not look well. It doesn't look good by any stretch. There are a couple of shots here and there that look really fantastic, and the rest of it looks like utter garbage.
Yeah. What kept striking me was the movie, like, sometimes the pacing made you wonder if your computer had frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching this digitally, obviously. It sometimes, like, it, especially during the dialogue, it made you wonder, like, is everything okay? What's going on? And what cracked me up was the action looked actually pretty good. I mean, for mm-hmm. animated action, it was actually pretty well done. You know, you got camera movements involved. I even liked that little slow mo thing with Pam and Harley punching each other. Like, that part, great. Everything else, I kept thinking, like, how are you getting action right and you can't make two people, like, gesticulate while they're talking?
Because they phoned it in on those scenes because they're cheaper.
I know. It was bad. There was one scene where Nightwing and Harley were talking. I will promise you that they animated it, and he said, no, that beat should last longer. And he just, like, just paused it and replicated that shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's where she's glaring at him, and it just goes on for, like, a second and a half that feels like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It was bad. And then I'm tapping my fingers right now, and just out of habit, and remembering how much I hated Batman tapping his fingers to the rock song.
I was actually okay with that one.
The only part of the comedy with Batman that I really liked, because it felt Batman-y, like it felt like BTS. I mean, it's an okay bit, but that's still like the way Nightwing reacts is very awkward. It's weird. They didn't animate their jokes very well. It was really weird, man.
No.
But the one bit that made me laugh was when Harley's trying to talk and he just gives her the finger over and over again. That actually got me. I think that was the one time where I was supposed to laugh and I laughed.
Oh yeah, I didn't laugh at that.
They finally had the timing right on it to me.
I laughed at the booster scene. The entire booster scene was funny to me.
See, even that, I'll give it that, but it's well within the realm of like Dick Grayson to be like making off jerking off movements like as the guy's coming mm-hmm. across.
Yeah,
that makes total sense to me. He's a mouthy little punk. I mean, that makes sense, but no.
And that's one of the things I enjoyed about the movie was it did feel like Batman and Robin again. That element, like the way they work together, like Kevin Conroy and Lauren Lester and their Batman and Robin. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And
not the kind of middle breaking out years where Nightwing resents him.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's fine for an arc, but it's kind of a great arc,
and I think it should definitely be there, but it's kind of nice when you're on the other side and they're comrades again, you know?
Yeah. Enjoyed the joke about his mullet.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Now, I think everybody pretty much knows where we've wound up on this movie as far as how good it is, but the big question is, do you consider it canon?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, no way.
I consider it a parody of the canon.
Yeah, exactly that. If there was any question about whether it should be canon, the finale, like the big wrap-up of the movie is her mentioning that, well, he's all leafy. Does anyone have a match?
Uh-huh.
Man, come on. You can't light leaves on fire that are green.
Yeah.
They have to be dead. It's the same guy who just, like, an hour before was talking to Steel. I forget what his first moniker is, but talking to the guy at was it Argus? Yeah. And he's explaining how this is a different phylum from any other plant and blah 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 blah. And then later he gets so excited about the idea of striking a match and just lighting this green guy on fire as though that's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that, by the way.
And then they both kiss Harley.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was rough.
But when he's telling Steel, he's like, "My guy, you're not gonna find anything. My guys have already been over this." And he like looks around, and he finds something or whatever, like really quickly the leaf.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh God, I can't remember it now."
Well, at first he says like, "No offense, but your guys aren't me," or something like that.
Yeah, and then
which was
he makes
pretty
another
Batman.
Crack about
that was pretty.
He has another crack about how they're not very good, and. And then Steel's like, "Well, we got the best. Like, we'll bring our search team on it. They're the best. Well, they're pretty good."
Yeah, I did like that. I did like that.
Like every once in a while, it was like, "Oh, there's Conroy's Batman," and then it would go away.
Mm-hmm.
It would go away so quickly.
Within that scene, it's also backed by John DiMaggio.
Uh huh.
So look, that man knows funny. Even if he's the straight guy, that guy knows funny.
What Ilsa does for me in my own time is considered therapy.
In some countries. Yeah. That was another moment where I was like, are we seriously? Did Batman just use BDSM hobby as blackmail to... Oh, okay.
Did he say BDSM?
No, he implied tied up and... questionable nocturnal activities and stuff like that. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so we're just going to do this whole these cartoons have sex thing, like, a lot, aren't we?
Yeah.
And then not too long after, like, oh, yeah, they're going to bone. Oh, we're talking about an actual boner now. Okay.
Yeah, which they did. They did on the animated series. I mean...
I'm aware that they did.
I'm pretty sure.
It was just so much more
sure.
tasteful. I did not need the frat boy rendition of it.
I did enjoy Harley's accusation that Nightwing Captain Kirked her for information.
That was funny. That was funny. Actually, the best thing Harley did, and by the way, I want to give the actress a little credit. That was not bad for not being Sorkin, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Sorkin guy, and then also a Tara Strong guy. Yeah. So, you know.
It's going to be what it is, but...
Yeah.
Not bad though. Really not bad. It didn't at all. I didn't spend the whole time thinking like, oh, that's not what she's supposed to sound like. It actually got damn close, I thought.
Well, I think part of that for me was I'd already heard the trailers a couple of times, so I was used to it a little more. Like it didn't like shock me into it. Like if I just watched this without having ever watched a trailer, I would have been like, dude, that's not Harley.
Oh, especially because the first time you hear her voice, she's in the diner, and it really doesn't sound like Harley. That's the least Harley line in the entire movie is that opening scene where you first hear her version of this voice, and it threw me, and I knew I'd already heard the trailer, where I thought, I'd heard the trailer and thought, that's pretty good, okay, good, and heard that and thought, oh, I wonder if they just used that one line in the trailer that worked. And kind of got to the rest of it, and it was she did a pretty good job, but I really actually did like her speech where she she kind of sidelines Batman and Nightwing for just a second and goes up to Pam and gives this like lung depleting speech about please give up your plan blah 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 blah. That was actually good.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this: I liked Padgett Brewster coming in for Ivy here.
I did. The only thing that annoyed me was I could not place her voice for a second, and then when I saw it, I wanted to slap myself.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie invoked a lot of self-harm instincts in me. Like, I wanted to slap myself because I didn't realize it was Padgett Brewster. I forgave myself when I immediately knew it was John DiMaggio. And then after watching it, and that was this morning, I finished around 11:30. We're recording it, but it's 2:43 p.m. where we are right now. I have been fighting the urge to get blackout drunk and forget that movie since I finished it. So far, successfully.
Yeah.
But I'm really not making any more promises for the afternoon.
I'm aggravated, though. I'm aggravated because, I hated the plot. I hated the story. The the themes were pretty much just non-existent. But the tone was stupid. The tone was just off. I guess the theme here is you can have sex with a cartoon. I don't know, but it's not worth delving into.
Hold on. I got to stop you and start over again real quick. I'm going to write down the time, but I heard I'm aggravated with and nothing until just now.
Oh, okay. The hell did I just say? I guess it wasn't very important because I don't remember anything I just said.
Yeah, well, then I'll do this. Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, what else do we have? I was joking before we started recording. It was I think this was the worst movie I've ever seen, and then I downgraded that to it's maybe the worst Warner Brothers movie I've ever seen, then DC, then finally got to DC Animated, and I think I'm willing to rest there. Like, I know Superman Doomsday is kind of a shit story.
I don't like Batman Gotham Knights than this.
There are some low points in the animated canon, I know, but this one, it was...
Superman Brainiac Attacks.
Yeah, it's rough. I want to use the words actively unwatchable.
Oh, I didn't find it to be actively unwatchable.
I really wanted to walk away a few times and just never come back.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I did think it was that bad.
It's no Emerald Knights, my friend.
I mean, then you have the Mogu story, like you said. Like, it's just...
I know.
There's something to be said about... This one just... I really saw it and thought... Yeah, there's a couple of lines in here, there's a couple of scenes, but for the most part, oh my god, I don't want this to be part of this universe.
I don't either.
And I really want it. I was actually getting excited about, like, I know there are some prequels and there's some sequels to this movie. There's 6 and 5, I think. I think that's what we said. So there's like 6 weeks of or I don't know if they did it in weeks, but there's like 6 comics that came out to prequel it, and I think 5 that come out to after it.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take, I'm close, but I was hoping I'd watch this and be like, man, I've got to get down to my store and see if they've got all these, and because I hadn't done it, I have no interest. Now I pray that we're wrong about this thing because there was just something in the sequels that was going to set us up, but I can't see how.
Yeah,
I would rather watch an actual episode of Pamela's not Pamela of like Harley's. Wipeout / therapy show than the thing I just watched.
Mm-hmm. You know what really aggravated me, though, was that on top of everything else was we finally have Swamp Thing, the Floronic Man, active references to the Green, Swamp Thing's tuber, his psychedelic tuber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We have all of that stuff, and they chose to put it in this.
Yeah. I mean, you had the, how do I put it, the probably the greatest forces, characters, symbols, plot devices of the kind of eco-warrior DC mainframe, and we just tanked it.
Yeah.
We just tanked it. So, that didn't work.
They didn't even come up with an original story, really, because it's a cross between, and Bruce Timm admitted this in an interview, it's a cross between, or it's a combination of Harley's Holiday and Harlequinade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, she's out on parole, and then Batman needs her help. I mean, I don't know why she doesn't know how to get into that Batmobile, because she's gotten into that Batmobile before.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes with a concussion.
And I was aggravated that she didn't call Nightwing Bird Boy.
Yeah, although she did just have sex with him, so maybe anything ending in boy would be a little...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Even in their little sweet talk, she did that thing where, like, she was saying, like, maybe Mom will give you a cookie or something like that, and I kind of cringed, because I'm like, look, hey, anyone listening, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but that one's a little weird for me. No judgment, but that, for me, it's, I can't do that one.
Yeah. And, like, actually, when Batman opens the door and they're tickling each other, I did laugh really hard.
I was so confused. That's never happened. I've never had that happen.
You've never had Batman walk in on you while you were tickling
someone?
Not
the first time. No, not once. But no, I've never had, like, I don't think I can recall any post-coital tickling sessions in my lifetime. And
I think it was only in order of the in the movie that they were post-coitally tickling. Like, it looked like they boned, and then they probably got showers, and I mean, she was in a completely different outfit.
Yeah, yeah, she had chosen classic just, Harley, I suppose, after
and
going
he,
through her
and,
wardrobe.
Yeah, and Dick said, you know, I was just about to call you. Yeah, I think they were just, like, sitting down after having gotten ready, about to call Batman, and they started tickling each other, which I've totally done that. Not like, you know, just hanging out with a girl, and then you start playfully tickling each other. I've done that before.
Yeah, maybe.
Back in my old single years, you know? Back maybe. In college?
It just seemed like a weird choice.
It was a weird choice, but it's hilarious to see Batman react to that.
I mean, well, the funny part was him looking down at like a pair of...
I knew it. I knew you would laugh at that.
At the panties on the floor and all that? Yeah.
Oh, no. I was thinking like when Batman looks back at Dick and he just like hangs his head for a second.
Oh, no, I didn't... Actually, I didn't laugh. Sorry, I hate to disappoint you. Oh, wow. I didn't laugh. I like got disappointed for Dick. I part of me was like, it's the same instinct you've had with Nightwing for a long time. Where like sometimes you, back when you were, you know, knee deep in it, like there was a time where you liked Nightwing more than Batman because you're like, you don't need that guy. Fuck him. You know. I had that instinct when he hung his head. I was like, no, you just had sex. You are allowed to do that. Screw that guy. And then when he walked out and said, not like you've ever made out with a supervillain, I was like, that's how you should have responded the first time.
Yeah.
You literally have a tiny evil child with a supervillain's daughter.
Not in this canon.
Yeah, I know. I know. Pretty sure in this canon you flirted with Catwoman a few times, though.
Yeah. But even in this universe, or in the DCAU... We have pretty close confirmation that Nightwing has boned Catwoman, more so than Batman.
Well, that's going to cause some bro struggles later on, right?
I mean, if the Batgirl situation didn't cause it.
Right. Thankfully, that's a one-shot, but, or an Elseworld or whatever, but,
There's a whole lot of, like, subsequent BTAS stuff that I kind of go, can that not be canon?
Yeah.
Mystery of the Batwoman.
That's the one everyone brings up first, and I think this is going to replace it for me. Now, used to be like, well, is it all the stuff that has the Bruce Timm look? Is that all? And I'd go like,
well,
okay,
no.
Mystery of the Batwoman, kind of like, and then like be him hawing for words, like it's kind of but no, you know.
Well, this isn't going to be new territory for anyone specifically. I mean, we've all, you know, seen Brainiac Attacks and went, no.
Yeah, I don't know. This is now dropped to, it's at the top of my list now of like, yeah, you can watch it, but it's totally not part of it. This
Yeah,
is the
Bruce Timm
anti-Mask
believes
of the
it is.
Phantasm.
Bruce Timm thinks it's part of the canon.
Bruce Timm is wrong and should not be allowed to make these movies for a second until he gets his stuff worked out.
Yeah,
He
I
needs to
think
see
I'm
a
there now.
therapist.
It does seem like he's trying to work through
I think he's trying to
some
work through some
issues.
stuff, and it's costing about $1 million a pop to work through them.
Yeah, he's got some real issues with like sexualizing cartoons, man. I don't
It's
know.
I don't know what that
It's
is,
real
it, but
weird.
it's so
I don't know.
distracting and something I completely didn't need at all in this movie.
Blatant.
I just didn't need that.
Well, there's the line where you're like, yeah, well, hey, don't this is okay because this is just cheesecake, this is fun, this is humor. And I can understand that, but
I mean, that
then
wasn't even humor. That was 2 minutes of a weird, not just an awkward seduction scene. Sort of a reverse seduction situation. I don't even know. And I knew it was going to happen when I saw how he was tied up. He did that. She could have tied him up in several ways, but she tied him up like he was about to birth a child. And I thought, this is going to somehow get back to Nightwing's crotch. I'm going to put my money on it right now.
This this is something you might stumble across on the internet somewhere on DeviantArt while you've tied while you've typed in Batman, and then all of a sudden there are these fanfics and whatnot
Yeah.
floating around. You're like, oh no, please
Yeah.
no.
I've gone too far. I've wandered into the internet and I've seen the abyss.
And you've sadly quoted Patrick Stewart at this point. I've seen everything.
I mean, everything. Now, this was a man, this was a train wreck. Sorry. That was
This is pretty bad.
there was it's but it, kind of like a, let's put it this way. If I say this is a train wreck, that means it's a disaster. That means you were probably like flown through a cabin.
It is not Aster.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. That means you were like thrown through the middle of a cabin and probably, hit your neck on the other side and died. Before that, I suppose you got to fly. So in that sense, this is a train wreck, and yes, there were a couple of decent moments, but oh Lord, I don't want to ever do that ever again. And I'm officially pitching my I'm pitching the campaign that Bruce Timm is not allowed to do these until he seeks help.
I'm on board, man.
I'm just gonna.
I'm on board your idea. I mean,
It's
most of
sometimes
this
called the
was pretty
Timverse,
bad.
sometimes called the Diniverse. I'm gonna go with Diniverse until I see some signs that Bruce Timm is talking to somebody.
He doesn't understand subtlety, that guy.
Not huge on it. Not huge on it.
But yeah, I don't know. This was a weird tryst, guys, and I don't think I got anything else on
No.
it.
No, I'm done with it. I think I'm gonna go do that thing I was resisting doing.
All right. Well, here's to better animated features in the future.
At the very least, I'm
And
gonna throw on the Defenders and just clean my palette a little bit.
yeah, I'm gonna give it a minute on the Defenders, but I'm knee deep in some Who
That's worth it.
that I've had to catch up on. So
That's worth it.
we are DC On Screen. We appreciate you listening to us not like this movie. If you caught this movie and you disagree with us, and for some reason you think you can change our minds, or you just want to talk to us about it, that's awesome. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, DC On Screen, or you can call us 205-259-6331 and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show. And that's about it. I don't know. I wish I had something better to. It was cool seeing the old Batmobile again. All right, guys. Until next time, keep some DC on your screen.